Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Mark, I'm absolutely delighted to have you back. It's been way too long. I know it might be a little bit late to wish you a Happy New Year, but Happy New Year to you anyway.
And the same to you.
And I think January, for a lot of us, I mean, we look at January in two ways. I think that there's an element where January is, okay, it's the start of a new year. It's a time to begin with a clean slate, so to speak. And there's the other element to think, oh gosh, January, let's just do nothing and we'll maybe work on things in February. But I think on some level, most of us look at a new year as being an opportunity maybe to begin again, or at least we head into it with an expectation.
Yeah, I think so. And thank you so much for having me back on. And it's always a pleasure. I feel like we're old friends, you know,
we
time
are
passes.
Old friends.
We just meet up and we just kind of start where we left off. This is always a pleasure to be back. But listen, you know, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, I'm not a new year, you know, new you kind of person, or I wouldn't be even New Year's resolutions. But what I will say is the new year does mark a new year, and it is a, I suppose, a moment to take stock. I'm all about kind of keeping the momentum and looking at more of the long game of things. What I mean by that is a lot of us tend to get highly motivated in January, right? This is going to be me now. I'm going to have my last mince pie and then I'm going to hit the ground running. The problem around that, and this is why I'm not a big believer in the New Year's new resolutions, because that motivation wanes pretty quickly. You know, it's just like emotions are transient. That motivation is very transient. It'll come and it'll go, it'll peak, it'll trough. You know, it's sunny outside, let's run, let's go to the gym, it's rainy outside, oh, I'll just sit on the couch. So the big thing I always say is, look, the motivation you want is the one that is more long term, the one that kind of sticks with you. But do be ready for days where you will not feel motivated, where you'll just want to stay in bed, or you just won't want to go to the and do the things that you'd planned and all these great ideas and concepts that you wanted to achieve. So let's not look at, you know, trying to get motivated. Let's more look at, how can I be consistent in going after something or doing something, or just keeping myself consistently maybe in a better headspace? Because for a lot of us, it may not be to lose the weight, or it may not be, you know, to start a business or something like that. It may be just simple, I just wish I was happier this year than I was maybe last year. Now look, events in life happen, so there will be times when we can't always be happy clappy. That's not realistic.
Absolutely. And look at COVID. I think that has had such an effect on all of us, on how we, on our perspectives.
100%. I mean, look, it's like a dark cloud, this COVID thing. When is it going to move on, you know? But I think if we can come accustomed with the idea of learning to be more happy in the now, regardless of the cloud, is a much better way, or sustainable way to be. So when it comes to, I suppose, where I wanted to talk about today was not just motivation, but how to kind of sustain that consistent momentum where we feel we actually are going places in our life, or actually are achieving things. And there's a couple of things I always say to people, because a lot of people will say, look, I have all these great things to do. I make these resolutions every year, but then it comes February, March, and I'm back to square one again. Well, I will always say to you is that, well, look, if you were 12 months from now, what would you like to say, oh, I've done this, or I've done that, or I feel better in this area? That's how you set a goal. What would you like to see done in 12 months' time? And how is it going to make you feel if you got it done? How would you feel if it was done already? So it's kind of reverse engineering, and it's a much greater way to find that bit of motivation or bit of momentum or that bit of drive inside. Another thing I'd always say to people is we talk ourselves out of doing things all the time. We kind of say, this is too hard, or I won't be able for that, or this is more than I can manage. We're all great at doing a to-do list, but then we get overwhelmed at the thoughts of, look how much stuff is on that list, oh, and we get what's called analysis paralysis. Basically, we analyze the list and it's so overwhelming, we get paralyzed and we end up doing nothing.
Well, maybe that's the problem, is that we put too much on the list to start with.
Yes, and that is the absolute goal. And that was my next point. You know, when it comes to the to-do list or things you want to get done, go back to what's most valuable to you, most important. Instead of trying to do a complete transformation of yourself or something or whatever it might be, just try and be 1% better this week than last week. And next week, try to be just 1% better again. Now, 1% is incremental. It's very small. It's bite-sized. And go, what would make you 1% more, progressed in that area? And when people start to go, well, 1%, that wouldn't be too hard. Even with someone joining the gym, and they say, oh, I go, but I don't like it, I'll say, well, look, let's just start with, how would you feel if in 12 months' time, you're like, I was attended the gym as much as I wanted to, and I feel great for it. And they'll go, yeah, I'd love that, but it's just so hard and it's so difficult. Here's what I do always say. Well, start by, go out and buy the runners, buy the tracksuit. That can be this weekend. You don't have to do anything else. Just do that. And next week then, go to the gym. Don't train in the gym, just go to the gym, right? And this sounds like a very slow process, but slow and strong sometimes is the greatest way to build anything. And you go, okay, I can manage that, Mark. I can manage that. And then if I'm coaching them, I give them very manageable, easy to do, bite-sized steps. And before long, the success is way higher than trying to go right from nothing to 100. Slow and strong is key. Another thing as well is we tend to bully ourselves out of doing things. We're the ones that say, oh, I don't have what it takes. Oh, I'm not able for that. And it's easy for us to go, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm so bad. But I always say it like this. Would you talk to a friend like that? Chance are you wouldn't. So when you're talking to yourself, get more self-aware on the language you're using, because our inner narrative is really definitive on the results we get. And if we say, I'm no good, well, then you're going to start to believe you're no good and most likely you'll give up. So I always say, talk to yourself like you talk to a friend and say, okay, it's hard, but I can do it. I've struggled before, but I got through it then. I can get through it now. And be more encouraging to yourself rather than being a bully or being so harsh on yourself. Our inner dialogue defines everything. And our brain is always looking to, you know, neuroscience has proven, our brain is always looking to prove whatever we tell it. So if we say I'm no good, our brain will look for evidence where we are no good. But if we say, you know, okay, I got that wrong, but I'll do better next time. And you start going, well, when did I do good last time? And you start forcing yourself manually to look at when you did well. And you'll actually start to tune the brain into showing up when you had those little wins, those mini successes. We have to become our own coach.
Just catch yourself and stop yourself and say, look, no, I'm not going to allow that narrative in my head. I'm not going to speak to myself that way. I'm actually going to take up the mantle and I'm going to try and be prouder of myself and more positive about myself. And again, I think if you start to do that in small steps, because it does take small steps, because you will always revert back, I think. In time, you will develop that habit and then it will become your reality. And then you actually will get to a much better place with yourself.
It does. And I tell you, I'm going to share a little kind of tool that I think is it sounds so simple, but it's so effective, right?
Okay.
So I always tell people, right, well, look, think back to the last time when you were, say, you know, winning it, or you're like, you know, that was a good day, or I was proud of myself that moment, or I was happy with myself in life, or think back to the last time you were in that positive, happy out state, right? And I'll say, now describe yourself in three words how you were on your best day when you were in that, at that time, at that place. It could have been a year ago, it could have been last week, it could have been, you know, whatever. And they'll say, okay, well, I was happy, I was confident, and I was really good at communicating. But Mark, for most days, I'm not happy and not confident and I'm not good at communicating. But at that moment, I was. And I say, right, now here's what I want you to do. In the morning, when you wake up and the alarm goes off, I want you to look at those three words. And I want you to say, right, I am in my best self. I'm happy, I'm confident, or I'm a good communicator. Or I might be relaxed, or I'm calm, or whatever it might. Just three words. Simple little thing, you know, simple little thing. Think about today. What is the one thing I can look forward to today? It could be just a sandwich at lunch. It could be something simple. Find something. Now, third thing I want you to do is look at one thing that may stress you out today. If there's a meeting in the office, if there's something coming up, one thing that might stress you out today, right? Remind yourself, but I'm going to be happy, confident, and calm. Those three words, that's who I'm going to be when I show up to that. And I'm going to put it in my phone to remind myself at 11 o'clock, I'm happy, confident, and calm when I go into that meeting. What we're doing is we're actually priming our mental state. And rather than reaching for the phone and letting something else prime us or trigger our mood or we fall into comparison, we're actually setting the tone for our mindset at the very first thing in the morning. And if you imagine, because whether we just choose to describe or remind ourselves or recall ourselves to the best three words that we are, whether we choose to do that or not, our mindset's going to recall some other three words like, oh, I'm tired, I'm wrecked, I'm not in the humor, or whatever it might be. When you manually start to take control, simple little thing, and there's obviously, that's just one part of the pie. It's not going to transform your life, but it'll certainly transform how you start your day and your mindset. If you're looking to get motivated, well, start on the right foot, and that can be a game changer.
Absolutely. I love that idea. And again, if you start to do that, little steps every day, just one thing, doing that every morning, that will soon become your habit.
It's so true.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done it myself. And this is the thing. I only ever share something that I've seen clients, works for clients and work for me. And I remember many, many moons ago, you know, without going into my whole story, but I remember I had to literally transform my morning, like that, in my mindset. And I literally, still to this day, I will say, who am I today? What am I looking forward to today? What's going to stress me out today? And remember, when that moment comes, I am my three words. And I'm not saying I have great days and I'm not Mr. Positive all day long. No, I'm human, right? But I do know this. It has certainly made an impact. And I always say, if it makes just 1% impact It's 1% you didn't have yesterday.
I love that. And also, can I just add too, that if you are setting off on a new journey for yourself or just something that you're going to incorporate into your life to make you feel better, behave better, respond better, perhaps, it's always good when you have ongoing support along the way to keep you motivated. And that can be a group of like-minded people, or it can be coaching as well. And I know you've started this sort of monthly,
yes.
I suppose it's a support in itself.
It is, because look, life coaching for people can be expensive, but I started last year and it's going really well. We've seen some amazing results. I started group coaching every month, and it's two evenings a month, and you can ask questions. There's a private group as well, and you can dip in as much or as little as you like, because some of us just need a little bit of support, or maybe accountability, or even just the plan. And I train now. I go a lot, you know, a lot deeper on training and tools and strategies, but it's practical. And basically, you know, I coach a group, and you have access then, you know, to ask questions and get the support. And it has been transformative, to say the least, for so many people in the group. I'm not saying that the Google reviews will show that, but it has been a life-changing thing. And I think sometimes we need that extra support, but we need that extra, should we say, input, because we don't hear sometimes the practical strategies unless we're at breaking point and we have to be with a therapist. But prevention is better than cure sometimes.
Absolutely. And of course, all the information about that, Mark, is on your website, I'm assuming, markfennell.ie.
Absolutely, markfennell.ie. And it's the same, markfennell.ie on Instagram. There's loads on Instagram. I always share kind of stuff there as well. So it's a free resource. Make use of it.
Okay. And that's Mark Fennell with two N's and two L's.
That's the one.
Okay. All right, Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to have you. It's a great pleasure to have you back on the show. What a good start to the year now. And we will look forward to chatting with you again very soon.
Thank you so much.